Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
What a way to begin Easter, this wonderful, beautiful morning. I mean, the sun is shining, finally. After how many days of rain? Oh, it's so wonderful to see. I can just imagine how that first Easter must have been like for the women. Can you just imagine? It's dark out. They all gather in together. They get the spices all ready for the burial, just to do something with the body, to keep it preserved. So they all go out in the dead of night, and they're all wondering to one another, how are we going to roll that huge stone away, only to be surprised when it's already been rolled away? And even more surprising, there's a bright, shining man, an angel, appearing before them saying, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus. He is not here. He is arisen just as he said he was. Go out, tell his disciples, tell Peter that he is alive." Can you imagine the joy, the excitement? And our gospel reading, it just fits so perfectly for today because they went out. They went out and they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Wait, excuse me a second. Hold on. That's how the gospel ends on Easter? I mean, kind of consider that. Isn't that weird? We have the wonderful risen Lord, this wonderful proclamation from the angel telling the women to go out, and they say nothing. This is how Mark ends. In the earliest manuscripts that we have of the Gospel of Mark, it ends right there. The original Greek is actually more poignant. They said nothing to no one. Nothing to no one. Is that all? I mean, I know Easter fell on April 1st this year, so is this kind of a joke? I mean, seriously, what does this even mean for us? This is our gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. It's awkward. It's weird. And it fits Mark so well. The entire gospel of Mark is all about action. It's all about going out and doing. Mark begins immediately with John the Baptist going and baptizing. It begins with Jesus going out and preaching, teaching, and healing. And it continues this fast-paced, rapid-fire explanation of what Jesus came to do. And it ends like this. They said nothing to no one. Once again, is that all? It fits perfectly with how Mark wanted to tell Jesus' story. You see, the Gospel of Mark, many scholars believe, was actually written to be spoken. It was written in a way that people would sit down, maybe for about an hour and a half, the same as you would take to watch a feature film, or at least you used to be. I don't know, 2 hours and 30 minutes seems a bit long right now. But you would sit down, and you would hear someone preach the Gospel of Mark from beginning to end. It's moving. It's powerful. But then you get to the ending. They said nothing to no one, for they were afraid. Well, obviously, they had to say something. The Gospels, the other Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and John, all record what Jesus did. He went and he visited people, 500 besides his disciples. He even visited Paul. We have his words here with us. I mean, we're celebrating Easter in 2018 at about, I'm not really sure of the time, maybe around 7 o'clock. So how in the world did these women say nothing to no one? They said something. So is the gospel lying to us? Can it not be trusted? No. You see, it was all too, when the Gospel of Mark was being preached, we have to remember it was a time of great fear. Persecution was rampant. Uttering even the words, "Alleluia, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia," could put you to death. And there was a fear that the light that Jesus was shining in the world would go out. And so the Gospel of Mark, the ending became a call to action. That if it stopped right there and right then it would be all empty. The word would not spread. It was a call to action by God's people. As sure a call to action as it was at the ending of Matthew when Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." This is that same call to action. It's a wonderful message. A message of hope that we can say something to this world. And yet how often I have to wonder how we are like those women. I'm sure they were afraid. I'm sure some of them were astonished. They couldn't believe it. We know Christ is risen. We sing our alleluias here in church. But what about after? What happens when all of you leave this sunrise service? Go back to your daily lives. Will you say nothing to no one? Now, I can understand. It's actually kind of scary, especially in today's world. There is persecution. In some areas of the world, it is like the persecution of old where Christians are being put to death. But let's talk about here in America, about being a Christian in 2018 in southern Illinois and the greater St. Louis area. What does it mean to be a Christian now is to be thought as sometimes backward, not with it, with the culture. To maybe being seen as something that is bigoted, not understanding, intolerant, hated, despised, misunderstood. When these labels are thrown at us, we can become indignant. We become angry with the world. We can go out and rail against them. But that doesn't help anything. In fact, it just almost makes their case for them. Sometimes we're so scared. So scared to show Christ to the world because we're afraid that maybe, just maybe, no one's listening. Maybe, just maybe, I'll say something wrong. I won't be able to articulate my words well. I won't know what to say at the right time. I'm afraid of messing up. I'm afraid of being looked down on. I'm afraid. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what Mark was saying. That fear of inaction. Because if we just let our alleluias ring in church, but let them fall silent as soon as we leave these doors, we say nothing to no one. If we can sing our hymns with great gusto, hear beautiful music played on a Sunday morning, but we leave these doors and the song in our heart is quiet, and we do not shout the glories of he who has been raised from the dead to the top of our lungs to all the world, then we say nothing to no one. But is that all? Surely not. We have been saved by Christ. We have been saved by the only person in the entire world who has been put to death and in 3 days has been risen from the dead by himself. He did it by himself because God is alive. And God has the power over life and death. He raised Christ. Christ raised himself from the dead. And so by doing so, took away the sting of death forever. so that everyone who believes in him does not need to fear death, for they know it, they just fall asleep. And a time will come when they will be raised from the dead, the same as Christ was, and live new life eternally in peacefulness, in happiness, and in perfection all the days and forevermore. This is the message of Easter. The message is for you and for me and for the entire world that Christ is arisen and you too will rise. This is the message that we proclaim. This is the message that we hold in our hearts every day of our lives as His saved people. This is the message that Mark gave to his hearers. It is the same message that you and I hear each and every Sunday. It is a message that needs, demands, to be taken into this world. For this world is still broken. We all know of people who have been hurt by the loss of another, by a loved one, by a child, by a parent. We all can understand that pain of being isolated, that pain of not knowing what the future may hold. The confusion, the fear. We have a God who understands that. A God who came with the explicit purpose in this world to save it, to give His people hope, to say that death is not forever. To say that He has beaten death. To come into a world that says He understood what it meant to be isolated, for He was isolated from God. And so brings everyone to Him. We have the most beautiful message in all creation, and we must share this with everyone. I implore each and every one of you, do not let your alleluias just ring here today in church. Keep them forever in your heart. Go out and proclaim it. Proclaim to the entire world that Christ is arisen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen.